Today's recording is Le'ilui Nishmas for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who we lost today, Erev Chanukah, a true leader of the Jewish people. May his soul that ascended up to heaven shine for us this Chanukah and for always. And tonight, as we gather around the Chanukah candles for the first time, as we once again return to our menorahs, we all can't help but having memories and reminiscing and nostalgia about Chanukah's past, family members that we recall being with us past years around the menorah, and really thinking back that what we're doing tonight and for the next 7 nights after has been done for many generations since the time that our exile began and even before that, really. And therefore, I'd like to share with you a story that really shows how the light of Chanukah has been with us throughout the generations, including some of the worst, absolute, most horrifying Chanukahs that the Jewish people endured. And that's a story, the famous story that the holy Blujava Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Blujava Rebbe, who is a great-grandson of the Bnei Yisoschar, the tzaddik that's well-known for his commentary, for his Hasidic explanation of the holidays, but most of all for Chanukah. The Bnei Yisoschar is most well-known for what he says about Chanukah. And the Blujava Rebbe, his great-grandson, spent Chanukahs in concentration camps. He was a tzaddik that went through the worst of the worst, and the famous book Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust by Yaf Eliach says many of the stories about the Blujava Rebbe endured during that time. And there's one story that the Blujava Rebbe himself would say over every Chanukah after World War II, and that was that it was the first night of Chanukah, and he was in Bergen-Belsen. And somehow him and the other Jews, through bribing and smuggling, and somehow they managed to get together an ability to light a candle, somehow that night in Bergen-Belsen, the first night of Chanukah. And of course, they had to do it in secret. If the Nazis would have found them, they would have been obviously put to death. And they were huddled around the Blujava Rebbe that first night of Chanukah, all these Jews. We could only imagine the scene. And the Blujava Rebbe came to the Chanukah to light the Chanukah candle. And we know that the first night, there are three blessings that are said. The bracha that we, the first two that we say every night, Lahadik Ner Chanukah, and Sha'asa Nisim, the two blessings we say every night. And he said those two blessings. But then it came time to say the third blessing, the Shechianu, the bracha that we only say on the first night, and the bracha where we're thanking God, Shechianu, that you kept us alive, and you preserved us, and you enabled us to come to this time, as we say the beginning of every holiday. And the Blujava Rebbe paused before he said it, and then he said with great joy and with tears in his eyes at the same time, the blessing, Brach of Shechianu. And when he finished, one of the Jews that was standing around said to him, Rebbe, I could understand that we as Jews, even under these circumstances, are doing a mitzvah. We make the first two blessings, the blessings on the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah candle. But how, Rebbe, how could you possibly make the blessing of Shechianu? Thank you, God, for keeping us alive and preserving us and enabling us to come to this day, Lizman Hazet, to this time. How could you say that bracha here in Bergen-Belsen, where there are literally thousands of Jews being murdered every single day around us? How could you say a Shechianu? And the Blujava Rebbe answered this Jew. He said, Rabbi Yid, I don't know if you noticed, but I also paused before I said it. I had the same question. How could I possibly thank God for allowing us to reach this night under these circumstances? But then I looked around me and I saw all these Jews with everything and all that we've lost. The Blujava Rebbe himself lost his wife, children, and grandchildren in the death camps. And he was surrounded in that horror, in that hell. The Blujava Rebbe said, I didn't know how I would make that blessing, but then all of a sudden I saw that all these Jews around me, even in this horrible darkness, still are full of hope, still allow the light of the Chanukah candles to give us hope, to shine for us even in this circumstance. I saw that even here, even after all we've been through, Jews still want to have a relationship with God. And I realized that I have to thank God for allowing me to reach this time where I could see such loyalty and such devotion of Jews to God. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be a witness to that. And so this year, as we light Chanukah candles once again, we're not, God forbid, in those circumstances or anywhere near what those Jews were going through in the concentration camps. But we've also been 70 years later and we're still lighting the light of Mashiach and talking about the light of Mashiach. And with all the challenges that we face, we're also still hoping and wanting and praying that the light of Chanukah should shine for us this holiday and for always. After all, each and every one of us have been through, and we all have our challenges in life, we all have our difficulties, and yet we still look at the Chanukah candles and hope that they'll bring the light of Mashiach into our lives in a revealed way now, even the last moments in exile, and of course, most importantly, with the coming of Mashiach himself. Thank you, God, for preserving us and keeping us alive and enabling us to light Chanukah candles once again.